You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick off with how the markets have been moving throughout the day, and I'm joined on the line to take a look at today's market movements by wealth manager at PSG Wealth, Nellis Brink. Good evening, Nellis. Lovely to speak to you. Markets today had a very weird kind of day. It looks as though we just got a bit of a sell-off towards the end of the month, not just locally, but across the board with international markets as well.
Thank you, Jimmy. Appreciate the opportunity. Yes, definitely a bit of a red day on the markets. We've seen a 1.58% movement on the JSE. That's a downward movement, obviously, and of course, led by resources, 3.8% down. But it's definitely, as you said, a bit of a risk-off trade globally. The two main drivers we believe behind it is a bit of disappointing inflation data that came through from the EU, printing at just above 2% with an expectation of below 2%. And then secondly, of course, we see a lot of traders taking some money off the table with the US election around the corner.
That seems to be the most sensible thing to do. I mean, we are absolutely certain we're going to get a new president in the United States, no matter how the election turns out. But taking some money off the table does kind of make a bit of sense. Nellis, do you think that investors are worried that the outcome of the presidential race might not be as expected or as clear cut? I mean, both candidates have been running dangerously close to one another as we've drawn closer to this time.
Absolutely. I think it's a big fear because it's two very different candidates, especially their feelings towards South Africa and Africa. The polls, I don't think, is a very good guidance because we've got a very technical US election system, and not to delve into that, I'm going to take all of your time, but the basics of it is that the president or the candidate with the most votes will not necessarily become the next president. And then the whole fight in 2020 around the stolen election, that's something that's feelings that's surfacing again. Can we trust the electronic voting systems and all of that? So definitely quite a bit of uncertainty globally.
Nellis, you brought up the CPI print in Europe, and I wonder, does that print concern markets at the moment? I mean, we've seen obviously the inflation conversation being around sticky inflation and all of that, but we've really kind of shifted to a more, okay, we've peaked on inflation, central banks are starting to cut. Is the world actually really concerned about what's happening with European inflation, or does it mainly concern European countries?
You've hit it on the number. The world thinks we are done. We've gone as far as most of the global rates have been reached. We are below 4. The US is sitting at 2.1 as expected. We've already started the rate cut cycle, and now we get a hot print from the EU. So it's just a bit of I think startled is rather the word than scared.
Mm.
Maybe it's not as easy to get rid of the inflation as we thought.
Well, we did expect that some of the inflation would inherently just end up being absorbed into the new way of doing things. I suppose that's one of those things where not all the inflation ever really does go away. And I guess that's where people start to be concerned. Speaking of data that's come out, the US gave us their personal consumption expenditure index, and that data is usually a preferred measure by central bank chair Jerome Powell to take a look at just what's happening with the US consumer. Did that data surprise the way the EU CPI data did?
Luckily not. It came in on the number exactly as we expected. So it seems their current status quo is working. But do remember, Jerome is sitting in that hot seat after the president-elect has been announced.
Mm.
That's his next meeting. Now, if we see a Kamala win or a Harris win, he won't be as pressured to cut big, where Trump made it very clear if he doesn't cut big and drastic, he's out of a job.
So that's an interesting spanner in the works. The fact that the US Fed in its entirety could be up in the air with the US elections. Very interesting take. I mean, I wonder from Donald Trump's perspective, and something you mentioned a little earlier, Nellis, around the fact that even if you get the most votes, it doesn't necessarily mean that you are going to be president. I think back to Donald Trump's first run-in as the president. Hillary Clinton actually got more votes in that particular election, but she didn't get the right votes. Does this now mean that Donald Trump, I mean, coming back for a second term, is he more dangerous now than he was in the first term? I mean, we've had a lot of guys say, look, he's not that bad. We've done it before. But you think about Donald Trump and you realize that he would then not be eligible for a third term. And this could be the final hurrah from him, so to speak.
Of course. I think he'll be better at it than he was the first time around for the simple reason. I think he's been through it. He knows what needs to be done. But once again, the U.S. politics does not allow for any one person to come in and make sweeping reforms for the simple reason the House or the Senate will block it. I don't think, and this is pure speculation, but I don't think we'll see what they call a clean sweep, where the Republicans take the House, the Senate, and Trump gets announced as president, because then it becomes possible. But still, not even all of the Republicans votes for Trump. So a bit of a tricky space.
Certainly some interesting developments there. We're going to have to keep an eye on them for next week's elections. Nellis, I want to take a look at some local developments. We got some updates from Oceana and AB InBev. Interesting numbers from a production point of view with AB InBev. Let's start with them.
AB InBev, very disappointing. Obviously, we thought as much with their midterm announcement. We already saw them dropping off a bit on total volume. And then with their announcement today, their total volume is down by 1.3%. And it seems like a small number. But I mean, for a company that produces the amount of drinks that they do, 1.3 is a massive decline in total volume. So quite disappointing. Share moving downwards by 6.38% today, primarily driven by two things that we could see. There was a big boycott against Bud Light in the US, and that's now pulling through the numbers. And then secondly, we had very big floods in China, and that greatly affected the sales in China. And I think the Chinese economy has not really recovered to the extent where we want them to be, so they are definitely consuming slower.
The perils of having an international business. Things around the world can affect your business. Let's look at Oceana before we wrap things up, Nellis. The voluntary update on their year ended September 2024. Obviously, we will get a bit more color around the numbers once everything's been reviewed and finalized. But the update shedding some light on what we can expect earnings per share and headline earnings per share to look like.
So the voluntary update, I think, is it's a purely technical thing. I think it's very prudent from the directors to launch the voluntary update. And they simply said, remember, we are going to see a drastic decrease in earnings per share because we sold off a big company last year, Commercial Cold Storage Logistics, or CCS in short, that puffed the earnings per share by more than 300 cents. So if we see a decrease in 300 cents, it's not necessarily a negative movement. So if we normalize the earnings per share, they still estimate a 15 to 17% growth year on year, which is excellent. I mean, it's a tough space to be in. We're seeing declining global fish stocks. We're seeing the environmentalists pulling in on global fishing. I think a 15 to 18% increase in earnings per share would be stunning. And it's just be mindful, it's going to be significantly less than the 1,094 of last year because of the sale of that underlying company.
Well, we'll have to wait and see how the numbers actually pan out when they are released. We'll discuss those with the relevant parties when that time does come. Nellis, thanks so much for the time and for the insights. Wonderful chatting to you. Nellis Brink, Wealth Manager at PSG Wealth, on some of the market movements throughout the day and what could potentially explain what happened on today's markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.